Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. A state district judge has ruled that New Mexico health officials went beyond the scope of the law when they sanctioned a licensed medical marijuana producer for displaying a marijuana plant at the 2016 state fair. The health department initially ordered Ultra Health to close for five straight days during a period that included April 20th, the busiest day of the year for cannabis sales. Judge David Thompson, in a recent order, reduced the sanction to 2 days at some point over the next 8 weeks. The department has indicated it would appeal the ruling. The U.S. Attorney General ruled Monday that people fleeing domestic violence generally do not qualify for asylum. From the Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports on a legal decision that one immigration lawyer says endangers women.
Using his power over immigration courts, Sessions overruled a 2016 case that recognized a domestic violence victim from El Salvador as part of a particular social group that can receive asylum. He wrote that people fleeing persecution by groups other than the government must also prove the government was either unwilling or unable to protect them. Stephanie Corcoran is the chair of the Arizona chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
We're going to keep fighting because these people are some of the most vulnerable people in our society, in other countries, and they're coming here seeking help because they can't get a restraining order.
A Justice Department spokesman says most victims of personal crimes do not fit the definition of persecution for membership in a particular social group. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
Poverty may be playing a bigger role than ever in education. That's according to education leaders and thinkers who gathered in Dallas recently for an all-day session on schools and the economy. It was presented by the Holdsworth Center, a new Texas education nonprofit. Bill Zeeble reports on some of the challenges poverty poses for schools and the region's future.
College is getting more expensive, and students need more help than ever to pay for it. Michael Sorrell says many university students are now on Pell Grants, government funds that help the neediest students pay for college. He says help is needed even sooner.
The majority of students in public K through 12 education require free and reduced lunches just to be able to ensure that when they show up at school every day, they have had nutritious meals that allow them to participate fully in the educational experience.
Michael Sorrell is president of Dallas's historically black Paul Quinn College. He moderated the panel of education thinkers that included Robert Kaplan, president of Dallas's Federal Reserve Bank. Kaplan says for children growing up today, problems start young.
Too many students today, because of where they're coming from, are starting first grade behind grade level. And all studies have shown if you start first grade behind grade level, you never do catch up.
Kaplan said in some ways, the infamous achievement gap between white kids and students of color that he remembers hearing about more than 30 years ago hasn't much changed. In some ways, he says things even seem worse.
And so the reality is we probably need programs to get at children who are 0 to 5, particularly at-risk kids, and I don't hear enough emphasis myself on that.
Kaplan said getting more kids enrolled in pre-kindergarten will help more of them master math, science, and reading by the time they're teens. He points to statistics showing U.S. students are behind many industrial nations, and that affects the Texas economy. Kaplan said hundreds of thousands of Texas jobs go unfilled by small businesses that need skilled workers.
The biggest reason why I think we don't solve these problems, I don't hear them discussed. My job is to flag issues, frame them, debate them, and I'm not hearing these issues broadly discussed. Not enough focus on human capital.
It wasn't all negative. Richard Reeves with the Brookings Institution cited some public education accomplishments, like improved high school graduation rates.
Candidly, I think the public education system has done a nearly miraculous job in holding achievement gaps to where they are now. That's not to be complacent. It's not to say there isn't more to do, but like the welfare system, the education system is having to run harder and harder just to stand still.
Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath is looking for more runners. He said the biggest factor facing Texas education today isn't necessarily students, it's too few dedicated, qualified, motivated teachers and principals. In visits around the state, he often asks the school's top students if they want to be teachers.
Have we organized the teaching profession so that it is the desired destination for all of the highest performing kids currently in high school, right? Unfortunately, the answer is not yes at anything close to the rate that it needs to be.
Morath said a change is needed in the public's and leaders' view of teachers in order to attract the state's best young scholars to the field.
If we do that, then it'll change the trajectory of the state in a fundamental way. And if we don't do that, then every other issue that we talk about won't really matter.
Because Morath says quality teaching is part of the foundation for improving the state of Texas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.